This talk was recorded at Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society in Los Angeles and is freely offered for your enjoyment. For more information, please visit againstthestream.org.
What you want to do is find a way to sit that's going to be sustainable, comfortable, as much as possible for a half an hour. If you're new to meditation, you might find that you do get a little uncomfortable, that's to be expected. So again, not to worry, there's no way you're going to do this perfectly. So as you find your position, allow your eyes to be closed. And take a few moments to connect with your breathing. And as you connect with the breath, let go of all the thoughts and plans, ideas you have floating through your mind. Let go of getting here, traffic. Let go of the day at work. Let go of any plans for later or tomorrow. The practice is to just stay in the present time. And when you find you're lost somewhere else, you can come back to the breath, which will be your anchor. For this next 30 minutes, there's no need to figure anything out. No need to replay conversations, plan the holidays. This is a time to connect with your breath, connect with the present moment. And practice being in the now. I didn't feel the breath as it comes in through your nose and as your lungs fill and perhaps expand down to your belly. Know what that feels like in your body. Know what it feels like when you exhale, the air leaving the nostrils. This is a place that is always available to you to come back to. of thoughts continue to float by, and it becomes so easy to get caught up in the stories, the plans, the memories. But the practice is becoming aware that you're not present and coming back. Coming back to experience your breath, and perhaps expanding your awareness out to your body. Know that you're sitting on the chair or the cushion, feeling your hands on your lap or on your legs. Experiencing the breath in your body while letting the thoughts just pass by. Not stopping them, but allow them to flow. Practice of meditation is not about stopping our mind from thinking or controlling the thoughts that arise, but developing a different relationship where we can be comfortable with whatever arises without needing it to be different, to sit with whatever comes up, resting again in the breath and the body, using that as the anchor when we find ourselves lost. yourself to open up to the rest of the sense doors. Sound, taste, smell, touch. Becoming aware of whatever presents itself. And notice that and let it be. Sounds arise and pass. Sensations, smells, just as thoughts arise and pass. It's being aware of whatever is at the present moment and letting it be. You continue to bring your awareness back to your breath and your body. You may also begin to be aware of feeling tones in your body, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Again, continue to expand your awareness to include these, just noting them for what they are and letting them be. Right here, right now, nothing needs to be different from the way it is. just as we can continue to get lost in stories, we can continue to realize that and come back, resting again with the breath and the body on the chair or the cushion in this room in the present time, with no judgment, no criticism, just an awareness of how difficult it is to stay in the present moment. And how challenging this practice can be. But continuing to practice and come back to the present time. Finding your anchor again and again. for the last few moments. Find your way back to your body, experiencing each in-breath, each out-breath. Experience the pause between the two. Feel the breath in the body. Know that you're sitting here on the cushion or the chair. Let go of any judgment or criticism. Let go of any tension that may have arisen just sitting here. Being aware of that. Experiencing the present time, what it's like right now, with gentleness and kindness. Towards yourself and everyone else in the room.
You have just listened to a podcast from Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society. If you'd like to make a contribution to help support these teachings, please visit againstthestream.org.